time the play calls for you to make a move. And if you don't feel confident doing it, well, that goofs up everything else you're trying to do.
Yeah, and then, of course, aside from those top two scoring guys as well out there on the floor with Hawkins and Franken, I think they would like to see a little bit more consistency from the rest of the lineup contributing as well. You know, those guys obviously are going to have off nights here and then. There's got to be guys that are going to step up and fill that void a little bit.
Well, and they've had a difficult season when you look at the win-loss record. However, you know, when they look at these last few games that are left on their schedule, they've got about a half dozen or more games left on the schedule. You know, when they were down to like eight games left, Coach Jenkins was looking at the schedule, and he really believes that there were probably about five of those eight games that they ought to win. And, you know, that's a big deal for this team. Now, they knew coming in it would be difficult for them to be competing for the conference championship with teams like Harlan and Kemper Catholic near the top, real good ball clubs. But he also knew that this team, being so young, was going to grow into itself as the season moves along. And, you know, quite frankly, the whole goal of this is to be playing your best ball down the stretch into February and, with any luck, maybe into March, too. So that's kind of what they're shooting for, try to build some momentum heading into the latter part of the season, and you see where you go from there.
Yeah. Continuing to improve, and of course, you know, as a team coming into this season, being so young, that you have the opportunity to be in this situation where you're getting better at the end of the year, gaining confidence, and knowing that you're building for the future as well. So we'll see how the Trojans come out here tonight on the road in this one against the Red Oak Tigers. Teams are just finishing up their lineup introductions here to the crowd. We'll go ahead and take one more quick break. Be ready for tip-off when we come back. We're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services, they're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. TAMS Agency in Avoca, your auto owner's insurance company. Call TAMS Agency today at 712-343-6332. That's TAMS Agency in Avoca. And J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals. Located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic, call 243-5028.
National anthem here tonight as we're ready to get going with basketball for you here this evening. Hawkeye Ken, who's here tonight on KJN. Atlantic Trojans on the road to take on the Red Oak Tigers. Team getting a final word here in before we get ready to tap things up at Atlantic. We'll be in their road black uniforms here tonight with the gold and white lettering and trim for the Red Oak Tigers. They're in their home white uniforms with the orange and black lettering and trim here tonight with the orange letters on the white jersey. Decent crowd on hand here tonight. Of course, a lot of folks here to support the seniors here for Red Oak this evening as well. Joe Walker into the center circle. He'll be tapping it up here tonight against Nicholas Black. And we're about ready to get things going. The officials are set. The whistle is blown, and the ball is now in the air. It's going to be won here by the Trojans. Walker taps it back to Weezer, and we'll get things rolling. still Walker out front as Loretto comes out to 2-3 zone. Hawkins will swing it around the horn. Play catch on the perimeter right now, trying to look for his team. Hawkins going to fire the three ball left side. That's short. Rebound comes out long. It's going to go out of bounds before anybody can get to it, and the Tigers will inbound. Just underway here tonight at Red Oak High School. The Tigers will have their first offensive possession, working from left to right here as we begin the contest. We're sitting across from the scorer's table, which they've moved to the visitor's side area here in the gymnasium, and the lob's down low. They tried to look down underneath that time for Nicholas Black. He stepped on the inline, though, lost control of the basketball, and Atlantic will get it right back here on the turnover. Walker will bring it up the floor, kick it left side. Hawkins gets back across to Frank and back up top now. Walker waiting with it. Gets it back across to Hawkins. He'll step in. Bounce pass down low, shift away. Now loose on the floor. Hawkins saved it. Bounce pass back out to Weezer. Trojan saved possession. Dribble here by Walker. Outside Frank, and he'll try the three. That's short. Rebound is ripped down by Leininger. Tigers will bring it up the floor now here with Jordan Nelson running the point out front. Now they'll go back to the left wing. It's worked down low. Leininger on the block, going to work against Hawkins. Turn, shoots it right up over to Southman. Pretty good defense by Hawkins, but Leininger got the basket. 2-0 Tigers early on. Walker now with it, trying to drive in to the right high post. He puts a shot too hard off the back iron. Rebound is not going to be saved. Weezer tried to puts it back in over the top of his head, but he was already stepping on the sideline to turn back over. Perez will inbound here for the Tigers. Get the pressure, a little bit of token pressure put on by the Trojans up the floor. Red Oak able to get it in the middle to Leininger and bring it across. Here's Nelson now. Go to Leininger at the free throw line. It goes back in the corner and they dump it back out. Ball went back into the free throw line area to Leininger, but he lost it, couldn't hang on to it, knocked away and stolen. Here come the Trojans. Franken on the outside. Those left side is tipped, batted up in the air, ball still loose, now saved by Hawkins. He's able to keep his feet inbound. He'll drive towards the basket, and we're going to have a block call down underneath as Hawkins went up. The lot got called for the foul underneath, and Ryan Hawkins will go here to the free throw line. They are going to count the bucket as well. Have a chance at a three-point play.
Atlantic settling for some outside shots those first few times up the floor. Kind of felt like at some point somebody was going to have to challenge the basket down there to kind of get them going offensively here.
The seniors that normally not in the starting lineup will check out here as some other faces coming into the game here for the Tigers. Connor Jansky into the lineup. We'll get those others here for you in just a moment as well. Here's Hawkins with the free throw. It's short and going to be rebounded here by the Tigers. Don't bring it up the floor. Another one of those new faces down on the floor. Brendan Burt, the 5'9 junior, has it. He's on the left side. To Leininger here at the free throw line. He goes into the lane, got behind the defense, and floated one up, got it to roll home. Leininger with the first early 4 points here for Red Oak, and they lead 4-2. Walker now with the basketball back the other way for the Trojans. Long skip pass across to Hawkins. Now Walker will drive, pull up, 15-footer, rolls out, no good. A rebound, Leininger, and the Tigers will get it back. Leininger going to bring it up the floor himself, guarded closely by Hawkins. Now they'll move it into the corner. Three-point attempt is up on the way. That rattles out no good. Rebounded here by Atlantic as they'll run up the floor. That was Weston Rowling who just checked in, a 6-foot freshman. Trojans out front with the basketball. Going to slow things down and reset. Trying to set things up here against the zone. There's Walker up top. Goes right side to Hawkins. Gets the cross. Franken's open. He'll try the three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound Weezer in the lane. Puts it back up short. Rebound Leininger. There's a missed opportunity on the putback try inside. And now we're going to have some contact at the middle of the floor. Hawkins going to get whistled for the foul. Reached in, tried to get after it against Jordan Nelson. Went out of bounds. So that'll be the first foul there against Hawkins and first against the Trojans as well. Brody Peterson checks in now here for Atlantic as Weezer will check out. Tigers now back the other way. They'll dump it up top. Here's Leininger. Steps just inside the three-point line. Rims out on the shot. Rebound by Peterson underneath. Rankin will bring it up the floor this time for Atlantic. Over to Walker, right side. Gets across. Hawkins, he'll drive baseline. Stops and floats one up. Got to go. Nice job by Ryan Hawkins, sizing up where he could stop and get that over Leininger. He ties it up at four apiece. Up the floor now, Jordan Nelson brings it across and will run things up front here for the Tigers. They try to get to Leininger. Nice job by Hawkins to get in there and tap it away. Nelson tried to save it, and he ended up losing control, falling out of bounds. So Atlantic will get the ball on the turnover eventually after the tip there by Hawkins. Like active hands down low, trying to get that away from Leininger and deny the easy entry. Here's Podaisky dribbling across. Now shuffles it over to Hawkins. He'll drive baseline. We have a whistle and a foul call here. A little hand on the hip perhaps there on that far side. It's going to be whistled here against the Tigers, and going to be the first on Connor Jansky, a 6'1 sophomore. Atlantic inbounds. Hawkins out front over to Franken. He'll step inside, get a little body bump, put one up. It dances off the rim both sides, and no good. Leininger the rebound. Up the floor, it's Jordan Nelson running the point. I'll work it over left side. Jansky now shuffles it off here to a Rolick. Now he went down underneath and got it to go. Weston Rolick will stop and go and got it to go home, 6-4. Tigers have the advantage here at home. Trojans trying to answer back. Now he loses the handle. Hawkins was dribbling, lost it off the foot and then rolled away. Tigers come up with a steal. Leininger right side, crosses over, dumps it up top. Into the hands there of Burt. Now they work it around the perimeter. Here's Rolick. Out of Jansky. Jansky back out top. Burt over to Rolick. Jansky cutting off the screen. Didn't get enough room, though. Now back up top. Rolick got some time to fire a three at the top. Missed it short, though. Franken got there late to contest, and the rebound by the Trojans. Here's Walker now driving inside. Pump fakes, gets the defenders to fly up in the air, and then gets the foul call. And he'll go to the line here to shoot two. Nice job by Walker there to be patient. A little head pick, get the defender, two defenders to fly up. Got the contact as he tried to go back up for the shot. First free throw up on the way, off the back of the iron. No good that time there by Walker. Walker with one more, and that's also no good, too strong. Rebound comes down here to the Tigers. Ball's worked up the floor now here. And now a shot is off the mark there. Rebound fought for underneath by Jansky and Hawkins. Hawkins comes away with it. Back the other way. Hawkins will get called for a walk. Try to put the ball on the floor and take a drive to the right side, but they say he shuffled the foot before he took off. Inbound pass and skip across now here is Nelson. We'll try to bring it up. Kind of a shifting trap look there from the Trojans as they keep Hawkins out high here. Trying to get in the lane of the ball handlers out front. Turn down low. They got it to Leininger. He turned and dropped one home. A little jaw as he goes back up the floor as well. 8-4. Tigers lead it, 1:43 left to go first quarter. Trojans slow to start here. Podaisky gets the pass to the free throw line. He'll jump one up and roll it home. Quick trigger that time by Nick Podaisky, and it makes it 8-6. 2-point lead for the Tigers. They'll bring it up the floor here again. Now a quick pass tip by Hawkins, and we're going to see a skip. That was not the case, but looked like Hawkins was going to get a steal there. Didn't get it. Tigers will inbound here at half court. Brendan Burt will be the one to inbound. Gets it into Nelson. Back now to Burt. Burt gets it over across to Nelson. He'll get it across the timeline. Now Podaisky and Hawkins trapped him. He's able to get it across. Back down in the corner, rolling to the three. The shot just inside the arc. Missed it. Rebound fought for. Podaisky came away with it. Now a reach in foul call here on the Tigers as well. He tried to reach in there and get a hand on the basketball. I believe that's going to be Jansky. That'll be number two on him. That is. 1:08 left to go first quarter. And the inbound now will come here from this near sideline, but Ice Key, now we're going to have to substitution here first. Tristan Benn up off the bench. And Jared Franken going to check out here. Inbound pass will be brought in here to Walker. Cross here, Benn in the corner, they go. Get back across to Walker. He'll drive inside. Put one up in the lane from 13. He's got it to go. Bill Walker, the nice move there. Down to under a minute to go. It's tied at 8. First quarter. Right side, Rolick on the baseline. Decided to jump one up. Might have a chance to go to the basket. Didn't do it. Rebound to the Trojans. Hawkins now will bring it out. Started closely on the outside by Nelson. Able to get by him. Peterson skips it up top now. Walker gets the free try, and he knocks it down. Joe Walker, the triple, and it gives the Trojans their lead here, 11-8. Now a pass. Leininger slapped away, so it came back into the backcourt. And they're able to get it back up ahead. Down low, they pass it. Perez is down there. He came back in. He missed the shot, though, and the rebound taken down by Atlantic. Up the floor, Walker will bring it out front and run things down. They want to get a last shot here in the quarter. They're able to fight back here and get an 11-8 lead. Here's Hawkins on the left wing. 5 seconds to go. Gets across to Dicey at the three-point line. He'll fire up a triple. That's way off the mark. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. Atlantic able to rally back to get a lead here after the end of one, 11-8. We'll take a break. Back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggison Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggus or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily lunch and evening specials from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also for large group dining, call the Embers in Avoca. Faye Pharmacy, your prescription and health care need headquarters in Adair. That's Faye Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today. Faye Pharmacy.
Second quarter at 11-8, Atlantic with the lead. The Trojans ran off 7 straight points to finish off that first quarter of play. As Atlantic gets ready to get after things here in the second quarter, they'll play defense first, and the Tigers will have the basketball start this second quarter. Jordan Nelson will bring it ahead, taking off the inbound feed, working here to the front court. As Perez is back in, he has the ball out top, back here to Nelson. And out of the corner, Leininger, right side. He'll work off the dribble left hand as he's body bumped on the way. Shot went in, but it won't count. The foul called on the floor. It was more of a stumble on his part than anything else, but they're going to hit Ryan Hawkins with his second foul. That's just the second team foul against the Trojans as well. Hawkins will check out now for a bit as Brendan Holmes will check into the ball game, the 5'10 sophomore. Perez will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. They'll lob it way out high. Leininger across the left side. Brendan Burt, now they fire one up from the corner, and that's good for Jordan Nelson. Nelson knocks down the triple, and it's a tie ball game. Trojans break pressure with a long pass. Walker right side now. Elevates off the hip fake, and he jumps one in, and we have a whistle on the floor as well. Nowhere near the shot. That'll be against the Trojans. They're going to hit Brody Peterson with a foul. Well, Walker gets the basket to make it 13-11. And the foul is the third against the Trojans. Pressure full court once again by Atlantic. As Burt works the backcourt with Nelson. Back and forth. Now a baseball pass ahead to Perez. Atlantic got the hustle back quickly defensively. Now Nelson out top. Leaves it for Burt. Fakes the three. Tries to drive off the fake. He gets the shot blocked out once but twice by Garrett Frank, and Garrett blocked it with his chest the first time and then with his hand the second time. And now Peterson throws a beautiful pass to a kid standing in the first row of the bleachers. That's out of bounds, but the Trojans turn it over.
Where you want to go with it?
A strong-looking pass, but it was nowhere near anybody wearing the black and gold. Tristan Benn into the ball game as Peterson will check out for Atlantic. 13-11.
Trojans on top. Tigers have the basketball. Leininger works outside against Podaisky. Drives into the lane. The stop, the fall away, up no good. And coming in hard for the rebound there was Podaisky. And he'll turn and bring it up the floor himself. He'll leave it now for Walker out top. And we are going to have a whistle. And it looks like Podaisky may have some blood on the back of his elbow. So the official, that's a good call by the official. I didn't even see it. And it's just a tiny little spot where he must have bumped himself. So they're going to get him wrapped up. That won't take any time at all. But in the meantime, Adam Weezer will check in and take his place. Trojans will have the basketball again as Walker takes the inbound. Out of the front court. Walker here near side. Franken sets up for the three. Now drives it across the other way. Walker back out top. Cross right side to Ben. Walker left side. Franken elevates and fires down the three from the left wing. Garrett Franken with his first field goal of all game. It's a triple. The Trojans lead it 16-11. 6:10 left to go in this first half. Tiger basketball now to the front court. Nelson outside. He'll leave it for Leininger out on the circle. Now Perez. Perez left side of the key. And we're going to have a foul call out front as Jordan Nelson took the pass, stumbled a bit trying to get started. And then Joe Walker was a little late to the party, and they're going to hit him with a foul. That'll be his first, fourth team foul against the Trojans. Each team's committed four so far. Tiger basketball, just under 6 minutes to go in this half. The lob down low, a little too tall for Leininger that time from Perez, off his fingers and stolen by Atlantic. Here comes Walker. Walker to the front court, right side Franken. He'll fire another three. That's good again, this time from the right side. Garrett Franken now heating up with a couple of triples, and we get a timeout on the floor. The 32nd timeout asked for by the Tigers, so we'll keep it here during the short break. 19-11. Trojans were down 8-4 here early in this ballgame. Since then, they have gone on a 15-3 run, and it's happened as the offense has now started to heat up a little bit.
Yeah, starting to knock down some shots. And that's a quick recipe to get a coach to take time out as a player getting hot from the outside, hitting a couple of threes, and might want to reconsider the defensive structure a little bit. That the zone might not be the best option if Chris Franken can continue to knock down those triples.
He can shoot over the top of the zone and be successful. The Trojans started this ball game cold from the outside. They had to try to drive to the hoop to get themselves started, but now they seem to have found that outside stroke as well. 19-11, Atlantic on top, 5:44 to go in this first half, as Perez will inbound against full court pressure again by the Trojans. Nelson, Perez, play catch, now here to the near side to Burt, back to Perez, and Perez will try to break pressure, and he does, gets it across the timeline. Jordan Nelson brings it back out top. Long, three tries off the mark. That'll be saved by Ben over on the far side to Weezer. Weston Rowling checked back into the ballgame for Red Oak during the timeout as Walker leaves it for Franken. Back to Walker out top, and they'll reset the offense. They're working against that 2-3 zone. Walker slowly around the far side, now back here near side. Franken to the corner. Podaisky, he'll set up for the three. That's no good. Rebound inside Weezer. Oh, nice job coming away with it in traffic. Back outside it goes now to Franken. And across now Walker. Franken left side. Frank in the head fake. He'll drive and dump it to the corner. Weezer back out top. Podaisky. Now Walker. Walker off the head fake. Stops at the free throw line. Needs some help as he double teams. Feeds it back outside. And they'll reset. Kristen Benn will run the offense out top. Franken back to Benn. Benn leaves it right side for Walker. Now Franken. Lob far side. Podaisky on the curl. He'll jump. Fire went up off the glass. Too strong. And again, Weezer with the offensive rebound. Now Franken, left side the drive, the stop, the shot, no good. 14, the rebound again, taken down low. This time it's Ben. Now out to Walker. Walker right side elevates and jumps one in from 14 feet. Joe Walker off with a 9-point start to his night. 21-11, Trojans. Red Oak with a basketball front court. Perez crossed to Rowling. And he'll leave it out top. Brendan Burt off for Nelson. Nelson dumps it inside. Leininger in the lane, turns. The right-hand push, no good. Perez, the rebound inside. He fights for space. And we got a foul call on the floor. Perez at 5'8" in the middle of the lane, trying to find some space after he got that rebound. It was tough sledding. Foul whistled against Tristan Benn of Atlantic. That'll be his first. Fifth team foul now against Atlantic.
Ryan Hawkins will check back into the ball game for Atlantic. Brendan Holmes also is back into the contest. Atlantic got to press defensively now here as the Tigers, oh, they throw it away. It goes to the back court. Nobody went after it for Red Oak. Hawkins will chase it down, though. Red Oak catches up, though, before Hawkins can get anything going. Now down low. Holmes, left side, elevates the short jumper. In and out, no good. Long rebound off the floor is taken by Burt. 3.5 left to go here in the second quarter. Red Oak, the lob here near side. Leininger on the right side. He banks one up and in. No waste of time there. Leininger's got 8 of the 13 points here for the Tigers. 21-13, Atlantic on top. Franken, right side. He'll fire up the three. It's no good. It rims out. Rebound taken by the Tigers. Atlantic wasted no time setting up for the shot that time. Quickly down low, Leininger in the lane. The fall away is no good. Rebound by Hawkins. Atlantic wants to run. They'll turn and go. Hawkins up the floor. Right side. Holmes back to Hawkins. Now Walker for the high post. Franken back to Walker, left side. Walker will bring it out top. Now fire into the high post to Podaisky. He'll drive into traffic. Lost the ball momentarily, got it back, and then banks it in close quarters. 23-13. Atlantic leading by 10 with 2.5 to go. Burt will elevate from the left side. And he'll drop in a three as the Tigers answer back quickly. Brendan Burt with his first basket of the night. 23-16, your score. Atlantic basketball. Franken right side. Dumps it to the corner for Holmes. Right back to Franken. Now the bounce feed inside. Hawkins posts and he banks one in on the curl. 6 points for Hawkins. We got a timeout on the floor. This is asked for by Atlantic. 2:03 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll leave it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. Trojans lead it 25-16 here in the contest.
Trojans have been doing a pretty good job of being active and hustling. That one possession, they thought that maybe might have been a momentum changer there, where they get 4 different opportunities at shots and then eventually knock one down. That'll really deflate an opponent. I will give Red Oak credit, though. The next two possessions after that, they were quick to get rebounds right away off the first shot, so it didn't really get them down and become a pattern. But still, Atlantic seems to be getting to those loose balls. They're really being active out there, and that's helping a lot so far.
Oh, the Trojans having good individual nights here, too. Walker with 9, Franken with 6, Hawkins has 6, but Podaisky has 4. Weezer's probably got a half a dozen rebounds. I think he darn near has that on one possession. Tiger basketballs will come back out of the timeout. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Hawkins trying to harass them at the point of that extended 1-3-1 zone. Now they break. They almost broke pressure. Now we've got a traveling violation as the Tigers turn it over. Minute 52 to go before halftime. Trojans lead it by 9. It's 25-16. Atlantic will bring it up for Walker. Walker out top of the basketball. Fires it across Podaisky. Podaisky off the head fake. He'll give it back to Walker. Walker now drives the left side to the corner. Holmes out to Hawkins. He'll elevate for the three. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound comes long off the floor. It's Burt. And he'll bring it up the floor quickly. And his pass is knocked out of bounds by Hawkins. Leininger will inbound here on the near side for the Tigers. They try to set with Leininger inside. He gets bumped and fouled. Connor Jansky tried to grab it and then lob it right down to a posting Leininger inside. And the foul is going to be whistled on Garrett Franken. That'll be his first. Leininger will get 2 free throws inside. Good job inbounding and heading right to the basket. Leininger misfires on the first. Not a whole lot of offense for the Tigers outside of the big redhead. His second try is also no good, and a rebound and a foul. Rebound by Podaisky, and the foul over the top. The call on Roland. That'll be his second. No free throws for Atlantic yet. That's just the 5th team foul against the Tigers. Trojans will face a little backcourt pressure now as they inbound. Walker has it. Franken, he'll fire it ahead to Holmes, who fires it ahead to Hawkins, who's open. Well, he was. He took it right to the rack left side and got clobbered as he went for that quick shot off the window underneath. And a foul against the Tigers. going to go on rolling, and that will be, or as a Jansky, that'll be his third. But Jansky, not a lot of time on the court here tonight, but he's picked the three fouls. Hawkins will go to the line to shoot two. The first one is no good. Trojans are 0 for the night here. They're 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Reiske is out. Weezer back in for Atlantic. One more free throw here for Hawkins. And the second one is good. That's the first made free throw of the night for the Trojans. That extends the lead to 10 now, 26-16. Minute 12 left to go in the half. Tigers again facing some pressure backcourt by Atlantic. Now they break that pressure with Burt into the front court. His pass to Leininger, and we're going to reach in foul, a reach around foul on Adam Weezer. And that will send the Tigers to the line. That's the seventh team foul against the Trojans. They're going to whistle that on Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his second. So to the free throw line, check that. That foul was on Weezer, and that makes more sense. That's his first. Leininger to the free throw line, shoots the opponent. So the first one is good. That's the first made free throw for the Tigers. Leininger was 0 for 2. He's the only one to the line so far tonight for the Tigers. 63 seconds left to play in this first half, and Leininger misses on the second try. The rebound tapped up into the air, and Weezer comes away with it for Atlantic. Up the floor now, Garrett Franken will bring it across. Walker here, left side now to Bent. Weezer at the high post, and he gets fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line here for the Trojans. Reach-in foul going to be whistled out front. That's going to go against Jordan Nelson. That's his first. Adam Weezer now to the line for Atlantic. Chance to shoot the bonus. Front end, no good. Rebounded by Leininger. 26-17, Atlantic by 9. 44 seconds left to play here in the first half. Leininger in the lane, the fall away. Little drop step fall away, no good. But the rebound to Atlantic. Trojan back to the front court now. Walker out top with a half a minute to play. We're in the second quarter. Franken fires it across now to Holm. Back out here to Franken. Now Walker. 20 seconds left in the half. Walker out top. Off the dribble. We'll curl it back outside. He'll turn and go. And we're going to have a five. Wow. Got a 5-second call, and that's not a good call. Because he was advancing the basketball a sufficient distance. Alan Jenkins is trying to read the rule book over there to the official. 8 seconds left, Tigers have it. Now to the front court. Out top, they stop a long three. No good out top by Nelson. The rebound hits the floor, and Atlantic able to come up with it. And now what do we got here? Because Leininger turned around and gave a shove to Joe Walker. He grabbed him and shoved him and said something to him. Walker tossed the ball off of one of the Tigers because he was afraid of going out of bounds. He was trying to save the possession. Leininger apparently took offense to it, and he grabbed him by the shirt collar like he was going to pop him one and then shoved him away. Are we not going to get a technical foul out of this? I don't think so. I think they're going to take the kids to the woodshed, but not penalize them. Go out to the woodshed, son, but don't cut a switch. That's how the half is going to come to an end. 26-17, Atlantic with the lead over the Red Oak Tigers here at halftime of this boys' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game. We're in Red Oak tonight. We'll take a time out. Be back with more for you here at the break in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Family Table in Atlantic, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner with specials daily and featuring a new ice cream flavor each month. They're open daily at 6 a.m. 7 days a week. That's the Family Table, located on the west end of 7th Street in Atlantic. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer.
for all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight. We're at halftime in this boys Hawkeye 10 conference match, up 26-17 is our halftime score. Atlantic with the lead. It was slow starting here tonight for Atlantic, but then they were able to heat things up. They were down 8-4 early in the ballgame. And when I say early, I mean late in the first quarter, because it was slow for both teams getting started offensively. But then Atlantic got hot down the stretch of that first quarter and took an 11-8 lead into the second quarter. They stretched that lead eventually to 21-11. After that 8-4 start for Red Oak, they went ice cold as Atlantic outscored them 17-3 to turn it around and take a 10-point lead. And the Trojans had a pretty nice second quarter. It's 26-17 here at intermission, Atlantic with the lead. And a few scores for you around the area from a few girls' games that finished up a little earlier here tonight. Especially some of those smaller schools. AHST, a winner over Logan Magnolia in Western Iowa Conference play. 48-24, the final in that game. Also, the Rolling Valley Conference tonight, Exira EHK, a winner over Coon Rapids Baird, the final 50-40, as the Spartans come away with the victory in that basketball game. Also, Panorama, a narrow 40-38 win tonight over Van Meter in girls high school basketball. That's what we have for finals so far. Not a lot of finals reported in yet tonight around the region.
A couple of other quick scores here for you. Some halftime scores in a basketball play. In boys action, it's Underwood leading Tri-Center 41-22 at the halftime break. Also, it's Coon Rapids Baird leading Exira EHK 34-14 halftime of the boys game in that one. Also, Carol Kemper leading 23-21 over Harlan at halftime there, just a two-point contest. And we also have a halftime score from IKM Manning boys. They're leading Griswold 45-32 at the halftime break. And for the girls, it's a 34-23 lead for Red Oak over Atlantic at the halftime intermission there in the girls' game.
And I don't know if you mentioned the girls' final, IKM Manning beating Griswold tonight by a final of 86-49, that one finishing up a little bit earlier this evening. So that's some of the games that we have going on around the region tonight that we can update you on.
I also do have a quick other update here for you for a Hawkeye 10 score. They must have started this game a little bit early here tonight. Preston edged Shenandoah tonight, 70-68 there in boys play as they get the win there in Hawkeye 10. Or in that matchup there, 70-68 over Shenandoah.
Very good. So there's your update for you here tonight. 26-17 is our score here. We're at halftime here in Red Oak tonight. Atlantic with the lead over the Tigers. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAF.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. All's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer today. Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
Back here at Red Oak High School, halftime intermission here. This boys varsity game tonight between the Atlantic Trojans and the Red Oak Tigers. And once again, it's a 26-17 halftime lead here for Atlantic. A really slow start here for both these two teams. Neither team really could get the lid off the basket. It was Red Oak having most of their success getting the ball to Ryan Leininger early, and of course he's been their leading scorer here so far in the contest as well. But once Atlantic was able to knock down a couple of shots, you could really see the confidence start to come out a little bit in the Trojans. And as I mentioned there earlier in that first half, they seemed to be pretty active tonight, really getting the loose ball. getting opportunities on second chance, opportunities with some rebounds on the boards. One great possession, they had four tries before Walker knocked down the bucket. Overall, I think Coach Jenkins is going to be pretty pleased with the effort here from his team so far this season.
Well, yeah, probably, but there are some things not to be pleased with here tonight, and he's a coach, and coaches are never pleased, right? They're always looking for something that you can improve upon. And you know, I think the ball movement I just don't think was very good early in the basketball game by Atlantic. There was a lot of side-to-side stuff. They kind of let Red Oak sit in that zone and really didn't challenge them very much. They tried to shoot over the top of it. Shots weren't falling. It really took a couple of trips up and down the floor where I know Ryan Hawkins made that first move to the basket and stuff to kind of get things started. I think the Trojans are going to want to up the pace a little bit here in the second half. They know they can outrun this team. And if you can get up and down the floor, Red Oak's been sitting in that zone pretty much most of the night. So if you can run up and down the floor, you don't give them a chance to get set up into the zone. And I think they would like to beat them to the basket a few times here and kind of stretch this lead out a little bit early in this first half. Of course, for Red Oak, they're just looking to play some controlled basketball, keep it close, and give themselves a chance. You know, neither one of these teams has had a whole lot of success when it comes to winning basketball games late. So the two teams just looking to stay around, keep in the ball game, and give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Red Oak seemed to struggle with taking care of the basketball, some turnovers that were pretty untimely for them when they looked like have opportunities to change momentum or just came up the floor too much out of control, lost the basketball right back. And, of course, they're going to have to find some other guys to step up and contribute on the scoreboard as well. Leininger did his damage with 9 points, but some other guys are going to need to really step there and contribute because they need to score some more points if you want to come out with a victory. 17 points in the second half isn't going to do it here for you here tonight. So the Trojans are back out onto the floor here, to ready to get warm up for the second half. The Tigers are out there as well, getting shots up here before we get our second half started here tonight. We want to thank you for joining us here on KJN, AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web as well at KJN.com. You can catch the live audio there if you click the Listen Live icon in the top right-hand corner of the screen. Catch the video as well if you head over to KJN.com, go to the TV page, and then click on the play button there. Once you get there, you'll see a big video box there that has a big play button on it. Just click that, and that'll get that stream fired up there for you. So you can watch the game as well if you weren't able to make it here to Red Oak tonight. 26-17, halftime lead for Atlantic. We'll take one more break and come back with second half action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon on Highway 71. The Sports Bar at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
Here at Red Oak High School tonight, Chris Parks along with Jim Field. Get ready for second half basketball here for you as Atlantic looks to try to hang on to a 26-17 halftime lead. They'll come out and have the basketball here to start the second half, wearing their road black uniforms with the golden white lettering and trim, and they'll be working from left to right here as we look at it to start here in the second half. The ball is inbounded, and the Trojans come out once again working against the 2-3 zone employed by the Tigers. Rankin has it in the corner. We'll lob it back up top down to Walker. Now they go right side, but Icy will pull the trigger on a three. Just off the mark, rebound Hawkins, and he tried to slide his way back towards the basket to put one up, and he shuffled one too many feet there to hit the traveling call. I think he was looking for a little bit of contact on the backside as well, dropping up and kind of slid away from it. 26-17, leg lead, and just underway here in this third quarter. Right up there with first possession here offensively of the second half. Out front with the basketball, like Brendan Burt. Now they get it back over to Nelson. Nelson back over to Burt. Hawkins still playing the top of this zone here for the Trojans. Really hampering the ball handler's ability to go cross court. Now they get it to Leininger down on the block. He turned and put one up. It was short. Rebound by the Trojans. Here's Hawkins in transition, decides to pull it back out, lobs it up top to Podaisky, went up high to grab it, gives it over to Walker. Walker drives baseline, a little out of control, able to shuffle it across to Hawkins, though, for the baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Tigers. Leininger has it, he'll dump it off here to Jordan Nelson. Jordan Nelson, Ryan Leininger, also out there on the floor is Weston Rolick. Got Brendan Burke. And also out on the floor here to start the second half is Evan Malott here for the Tigers. Going to dump it down. Burke sends it down low to Leininger back outside. Rolling over to Nelson now. Back up top, Burke. Brendan Burke, the 5'9 junior. Cross right side. Nelson got away from the defender. Rattles out a three. It was halfway down before it came back out. Trojans get the rebound. Hawkins back up the floor with it. We'll go left side. Bounce pass to Podaisky. And a good idea was just a little bit out in front of him. He went to go get it, but he does get a foul call here. The Trojans will inbound from underneath the basket. And that foul that we whistled down low that time. As that'll be Ryan Leininger's first foul of the contest. Inbound pass and a quick jumper there by Franken on the baseline. Missed it. Rebound and putback is up and good there from 12 feet by Joe Walker. Walker's got 11 now in the contest, and it's 28-17, first points of the second half. Nelson out top will send it left side, rolling just inside the arc. Rattles off the rim with a shot, no good. Rebound, Franken. Franken will give it off to Walker. He'll push it over to Podaisky. Podaisky driving in. Gets some contact in the lane, no call. Missed the shot, got his own rebound. Goes back to the rim, gets the shot to go in. The foul call this time. Nick Podaisky, the bucket and the harm. He'll try to make it a three-point play. Foul going to be whistled on the Tigers. Down underneath. And that's going to be against Rolling. That'll be his third. Podaisky able to knock down the free throw. He gets it to go, and it's 31-17. Trojans the advantage here. 5:33 left to go in this third quarter. Up the floor in the middle, it's Leininger. Leininger, dump it down all along the baseline. Shot's going to go up and in. Evan Malott gets that one to go as they found him underneath for a 3-1. Now a drive, and Hawkins will get called for the offensive foul. Malott was pretty close to being too far underneath the basket, but they're going to call the offensive foul against Hawkins. That'll be number three against Ryan Hawkins, so he will check out immediately, and Tristan Finn will come in here for Atlantic. The Tigers will inbound. Jordan Nelson going to walk it up the floor. For the Trojans right now, it's on the floor. Finn, Walker, Podaisky, Weezer, and Franken. Here's Leininger now for the Tigers. Lost the handle on him. Had it poked away by Weezer, but Nelson able to corral it back up top for the Tigers. Burke will get it down to Leininger, working down on the block, tries to back down, goes up strong and gets that one to go off the glass and in. Leininger's got 11 now, and it's 31-21. 10-point ball game. Trojans will skip across here to Finn. He's on the right side in the corner of Podaisky. Now to Franken, driving in. Contact, no call there made as once again falling to the floor is Malott. Trying to take a charge, and they just let it go. Missed shot, rebound, and Tigers run with it. Now Leininger will stop and hit a two on the other end. He was quick to pull the trigger, and now a quick timeout here by Atlantic. Going to call a 30-second timeout, and he's going to ask the official what's going on down underneath when guys run into each other and there's nothing called.
Well, you know, we had a kid two-hand grab a kid by the collar and shove him earlier with no technical foul called, so you never know what you're going to get here against tonight.
Well, they let a couple of possessions there, where, well, three possessions really in a row, where Malott ended up on the floor for one reason or another. And that time, the last time, he got in front of Franken. Franken trying to go hard to the basket, and Malott fell to the floor, kind of stumbled. Franken then stumbled over him to see where he was, right where he was going, and nothing called. The shot just went up awkwardly because he got knocked off balance. If the trend there underneath continues. 4:20 left to go, third quarter, 31-23. Trojans advantage, and they have the basketball. Franken will inbound. He gets it in here to Walker. Walker back off now to Franken. Skipped up the floor here to Weezer. They try to crack across. It tipped. Luckily, Tristan Finn right there to grab it, but he missed the 13-footer. Rebound by the Tigers. They were trying to get it down low to Podaisky, but it was tapped away. Here's Leininger now trying to drive. He pulls up, jumper on the way, rolls off the rim, and a fight for the rebound. Both Malott and Weaver got tied up, and it's going to be against Malott with the foul call. If you end up on the floor long enough number of times, you're going to get foul called you eventually. And that's what happened there that time. Those guys kind of get tangled up with each other trying to fight for the rebound. Can't beat them? Beat them up. Up the floor. Ben gets hit a couple of times. He got hugged at elbows, and he's been able to hang on to it. Throws it down in the corner. Franken going to pull the trigger on a three. In and out. No good. Rebound up high. Knocked out of bounds by Podaisky. Good job to get a hand up there, but couldn't corral it. Down to 3:43 left in this third quarter. 31-23, Atlantic leading it. And now we've got Jordan Nelson bringing the ball across the timeline. Left side pass over to Malott up top now. That's rolling. Rolling right side over to Nelson. Bounce pass down low. Leininger ducks a shoulder, gets Podaisky to fall away, and then puts one up off the glass and in. Leininger with the bucket. And now back the other way. Here comes the Trojans. Podaisky driving in. He'll put one up there from the 15-foot mark on the elbow. Missed it. Rebound came down here to the Tigers. Now Leininger going to drive. He'll kick it. Nelson back outside. It goes. Burt. He'll put one dribble on the floor and go back to Nelson. Nelson waiting. It stops. Now kicks it over to Rolink. Rolink. We'll skip it back over to Malott here, left side. Now off the screen, Burt. Walker recovers quickly. Gets on him. He'll drive in, though. Floating off the glass. Tough shot. How does it go? Awkward on the run by Burt, but he gets the rattle home. And it's now 31-27. Tigers are creeping back in here. Trojan team something to go right. Now we're going to get a blocking call on the other end as Podaisky tried to drive in. Malott fell to the floor, and he's going to get called for the block foul this time. That's number three there on Evan Malott, the six-foot senior, and will inbound underneath. Walker will inbound. Puts it into Franken. Baseline shot right away. Rims off, no good. Rebound by Leininger. Tigers with a chance here to cut into this four-point lead. Been chipping away here. Burt, left side, over to Malott. Now rolling on the three-point arc. Guarded closer there by Franken. Has to kick it over to Burt. Now over to Malott. Malott decides to drive. Kicks. Rolling. Three-boys. Blocked there by Franken, but they're able to get it back. Get it back up top to Nelson for the three, and he hits it. Jordan Nelson, the triple, sets the lead to one, and the timeout here coming from the Trojan bench. 31-30, Atlantic on top of the full timeout with 2:04 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl D. Smith Company, look to Mark Smith for answers regarding traditional and Roth IRAs. If you've been wondering which IRA best fits you, give Mark Smith a call at 243-2466 or stop by Daryl D. Smith Company, 603 Poplar in Atlantic. Miller Realty Services, call them for land, brokerage buying, and selling. They are certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to Missouri River and Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 and Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic.
Back here at Red Oak High School, the Tigers have rallied back here to get the lead down to one here for the Trojans. It's a 31-30 ball game right now, and Atlantic will inbound here against some full court pressure after the timeout. Hawkins going to put it on the floor. We're going to have an immediate foul call. As getting some body on him with Brendan Burton, he'll pick up his first foul.
You know, when Red Oak's been making this run here in this third quarter, Atlantic seems to once again be trying to settle for outside shots, quick shots, not trying to get to the basket quite so much.
Trojan will bring it up here after the foul. That is the fifth team foul now here against Red Oak. Hawkins puts it on the floor. Nice pass to Franken cutting through the lane. Missed the shot, though. Brody Peterson the rebound. Put back is no good. Leininger the rebound, and he'll push it. Up ahead to Nelson. Nelson has it out up near the top of the circle. We'll throw it to Leininger there. He's 15 feet from the basket, decides to back down, gets a little closer, floats one up, and it's short. Rebound pulled down by Hawkins. Hawkins now up ahead. Guarded closely out by Nelson, picks it up, gives it off to Badaisky. Badaisky, the pass over to Walker. Walker now will reset up top. Trojans trying to get something going here. 1:17 to go, third quarter. Badaisky left side, across to Franken, right at the elbow. Puts it on the floor, back across to Badaisky. Drives baseline, floats it up, rims around, and then goes back down and in. Nick Badaisky gets the floater, and it's now 33-30. Back to a three-point lead here for Atlantic. 58 seconds left to go in the quarter as Red Oak slows it down on the offensive end. Nelson picked up his dribble, now off to Bird. Trojans man-to-man right now. Right side over to Rowland. Now they dump it off here to Leininger. Guarded by Podaisky. Steps back. Now dumps it down low. They lost a lot, and he gets the easy bucket underneath as Peterson couldn't find him quick enough to get to it. 33-32, back to a one-point lead for the Trojans. Tough skip pass across. Now here's a foul. Malott ran into Hawkins, who just caught it before Malott got there. And that's going to be number four on Evan Malott. It's also the sixth team foul now here against Red Oak. So from here on out, the Trojans will get it over the line. Inbound, and Walker will kick it over right side. 25 seconds left to go in this third quarter. In the corner they go to Hawkins, back up top. Walker skips it around. Now they go back across. Podaisky driving in, and a reach-in foul going to be called here against Ryan Leininger. He had thought he had a clean poke away, but he got him across the arm. So the 1-1 now coming for Nick Podaisky, the 6'3 junior, will step up to the line. And it's a huge advantage here for Atlantic. Red Oak has only been called, or Atlantic's only been called for one foul, so Red Oak's not even in the ballpark for the bonus yet. We'll see if Badaisky can take advantage. He does on that first one. So he earns another. Yeah, this could be where games are won and lost right here with the extra free throw advantage Atlantic's going to have. Especially how things have slowed down offensively for this show. Here's a chance to get your footing back. They missed that one, but the offensive rebound and the putback is good by Kieran Franken. He just stepped right around. Guy trying to box him out, grabbed it, put it right back home. 36-32, down to 4 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Right side, Burt driving awkwardly, and a whistle and a foul call on the floor. And just 0.5 seconds showing on the clock here at the end of this quarter. Actually not a bad foul for Atlanta. That's going to be whistled against Joe Walker. That's number two on him. So inbound underneath, Malott is just going to have to be kind of a captain situation here for Red Oak. All they can really do. Malott will inbound from underneath. Gets it in, Leininger, and that's not going to count. Hang on to it too long before he puts the shot off. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 36-32, Atlantic leading it. We'll head to the fourth quarter with Jim Field on the call next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, we've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and we'll help make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies. That's 1-877-DRY-DOGS. Crop Production Services. They're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today. 800-578-2902.
Jim Gill, Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight. We go to the fourth quarter here in this boys' Hawkeye 10 conference game. Atlantic with a slim 36-32 lead over the Tigers. Heading into the fourth quarter, Red Oak will have the basketball to start this. Well, they were supposed to have the basketball to start the final frame. The inbound pass is lost, but they're going to get it back. As Leininger was going to try to throw the inbound pass, Jordan Nelson came one way. The ball went the other way, rolled into the back court. Hawkins came to a sliding stop and getting the ball first, but he traveled with it, so it turns back over to the Tigers. Red Oak in the backcourt now with it as they try to work it across again, an errant pass.
Nelson able to come up with it. And we're going to have a timeout asked for from the Red Oak bench, which may have saved them a turnover themselves. They were struggling trying to get that ball across. We've already had 12 seconds to take off the clock here. They were getting dangerously close to a 10-second backcourt violation for the timeout. It's just a 30-second timeout. But it keeps the Tigers with possession. They trail here 36-32. Have a rough start for the Tigers here in this third quarter. Still haven't gotten across the half-court line.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to start the final quarter of a game, especially when it's a tight one like this. They go away and give the basketball away like they almost did there. And they've got an opportunity now here after the timeout to maybe regroup, settle down, and just take care of the basketball. Give yourself a chance to lead.
So the Tigers again will have the basketball. They'll inbound. It'll be a Malata inbound here in the backside. He'll hand it off to Nelson, and away we go. Here near side, Burt with it. Back out top, Nelson. He'll pull up long three from the top. It's no good. In and out. The rebound taken on the floor there by Walker for Atlantic. Now ahead to Hawkins, and he'll bring it to the front court. Ryan Hawkins here on the right side, dumps it out top to the high post to Dicey, off to Franken, who elevates and bombs in a three from the left side. Garrett Franken with his third triple of the night, and it's 39-32 Trojans. Front court now, Nelson has it. Atlantic stretching the defense a bit. Leave it for Brendan Burks. Pass is tipped by Hawkins, but it's picked up by the Tigers. Now Milan, his pass is stolen. The long arms of Garrett Franken taking that one away. Trojans back the other way. Franken out top. Walker right side. He'll stop. 4-3 in and out. No good. Rebound. We got a foul. That'll be on Brody Peterson going up and over the top. That'll be just the third team foul against Atlantic here in the second half. The second foul on Peterson. And the ball will come back the other direction. The official thought it was going to be a bonus, but it'll be a while. That's just the third team foul against Atlantic. So Red Oak inbounds, a little more than a minute gone here in this fourth quarter. Trojans lead by seven. Tigers have the ball. Milan ahead quickly down low. Oh, the shot blocked from behind. Garrett Franken stuck in from behind and got Weston rolling because he tried to lay the ball in down low. He didn't see him coming from the backside, and the Trojans come up with the ball. Franken now right side all the way across Podaisky. He'll drive baseline, dump it inside for Hawkins. That's a bad pass in traffic. Picked up, though, by Walker. He gets the loose ball, and the Trojans will keep. Now Hawkins from the top will fire a three. It's no good. Leininger the rebound. Ahead now to the front court is Nelson. Nelson up the right side in traffic. His pass tipped. Leininger up with it here left wing. He'll fire the three, and that's good. Leininger knocks down the triple. He's having a nice night. 39-35. Trojans have the ball stolen away. Leininger takes it away up the floor. He'll stop and fire the three. No good. Walker the rebound. And where's the foul? Leininger just hacked Walker from behind. No foul call. Ball loose in the lane. The quick shot by Rolink is off the mark. Walker with the rebound. Ahead now to Franken. Left side Hawkins on the run and a layup. Good in transition. 41-35. Trojans by a half dozen. Leininger out top on the dribble. He'll leave it across. And the ball is kicked as the pass by Burt is kicked by Franken. So it'll stay with the Tigers. 41-35 the score. 5:38 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Leininger out top of the basketball. As he inbounds it, Nelson, his pass is tipped. It'll go out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. Tigers will have it over on the far sideline, just adjacent to their bench area. Burt had a blown tire. He'll tie up the shoelaces. We'll get back to it. Leininger will inbound to Brendan Burt. Burt double-team, and he has his pass picked off. Stolen by Franken. Ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins the drive, and we're going to have an intentional foul call as he was grabbed by the arms and spun around on his drive to the basket. So that'll be an intentional foul on Jordan Nelson. And Hawkins will get two free throws, and the Trojans will get the basketball back. Intentional fouls don't have to be ones where kids go crash into the bleachers and things. All it has to be is a grab from the backside where you had no opportunity whatsoever to block the shot. Hawkins to the line, and he misses the first. One thing the Trojans have not been able to do well tonight is shoot free throws. In fact, they've been downright terrible at the free throw line here tonight. They are just 3 of 10 from the line so far. Second one by Hawkins is good this time. Now the Trojans will get the basketball. 42-35.
Remember, this is a 70% free throw shooting team on the year, and they are now 4 of 11. Trojans inbound. Hawkins has it out top now, so he'll work off the drive. Picks up his dribble, leaves it for Garrett Franken out top. Franken will hand it off to Walker, and will reset. Franken aching for the ball from the far side. He's wide open on the circle. Now he'll take it on the cross-court pass and fire the three. No good. A rebound by Leininger. His pass tipped. Franken almost with steal, and now we're going to have a blocking foul on Sadaisky in the backcourt. That'll be his first. Just the fourth team foul against Atlantic here in the ballgame. 5:03 left to play. Trojans lead it by 7. Both of these teams a little offensively challenged here tonight. It's 42-35. Backcourt, Bird has it. He'll try to fire it ahead. He breaks the pressure now as he gets it to the front court. Malott in the corner. Ball, stolen ball. Sadaisky came flying up and took the ball away from it. Tried to lob that lazy pass. Sadaisky made him pay. Now Trojans front court. Sadaisky has it out here right side. Walker out top. Franken left side. Back across Sadaisky and out top Walker. Franken fakes the three. He'll try to drive to the baseline. Leans with a shot no good, but a foul call. That'll be Evan Malott, and he's done. That's his fifth foul, so he'll have to leave the ballgame. Malott will lead with 4:28 left to play here in the basketball game. And he finishes his night with 4 points. Also, who's the enforcer? Well, yeah, they have a term for that in hockey. The guy that comes off the bench and adds a little, tries to roughen the game up a little bit. He did a nice job, though, and it worked out for him. I mean, he changed the flow of the game. He gave what they needed at the time. Didn't give him a lot of points, but gave him a lot of other things tonight. Franken makes the first free throw. One more coming. And the second one good as well. So Franken hits them both. 44-35 now the score. Atlantic by 9 with 4:25 left. Long pass to the front court. Taking right side, rolling, drives the shuffle. Rimmed out, no good. Rebound Hawkins. Hawkins up there quickly to grab that coming out of the rim. Now Walker to the front court. Trojans left side to Franken. Franken out top to Walker. Back to Franken left side. Franken fires it all the way across here to Sadaisky. Walker, again Franken. Now Walker out top. He'll drive to Sadaisky. And now Sadaisky tries to drive the lane to Franken. It cuts across, and a little one-hand push is good. Took a little bit of time back and forth, but the Trojans eventually attacking the basket, and they take an 11-point lead now, 46-35. Long toss to the front court, and that's thrown away. Tigers turn it over once again, and we're going to have a timeout asked for by Red Oak with 3:41 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Atlantic leads at 46-35. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic in Atlantic. To make an appointment, give them a call today at 243-1833. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. BHS Services LLC. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight. Tigers turning the ball back over to the Trojans. 46-35. Atlantic saw their lead whittle down to a point at 31-30. It's 11 right now with 3:41 left to play here in the fourth quarter. As the Trojans face the full court pressure now by the Tigers, but Sadaisky has it back court. He'll curl around. He'll run it to the front court. He gets it across through the double team. They try to steal it away. It goes to the back court. He comes back up with it. Now gets it across. He'll leave it for Hawkins. Tigers trying to really stretch the press now. Lob left side to Sadaisky. Back outside Hawkins. Trojans trying to stretch the floor some. Now Sadaisky. They work the curl out top. He hands it to Walker, and he gets fouled. That'll be Brendan Burke picking up his second on the reach-in. That's the 10th team foul against the Tigers now. So Trojans get two shots here the rest of the way. 3:14 left in this fourth quarter. Atlantic up by 11. Chance to stretch it here at the line as Walker makes the first free throw try. Walker with a dozen points here this evening. Second try by Walker on the way, and that one is also good. 48-35. Biggest lead of the night here for the Trojans of 13 points. Tiger ball back court. They run it across as Burt breaks the pressure. A little token pressure by the Trojans. They'll leave it out top now for Nelson. Now lying here in the lane. Kicks it out to the corner. Rolling for three from the right side. No good. Got his own rebound, though, off the floor. He tried to dump it into the lane to Burt. It's stolen by Hawkins. Then Hawkins bumped and fouled. Foul going to be whistled against Jordan Nelson. That'll be his third. That'll send Hawkins to the line. Chance to shoot two. Hawkins back to the free throw line. He's got 10 points here tonight. Make it 11 as he knocked in that one. Trojans were ugly shooting free throws for the first three quarters, but they've been much better. 6 of 7 so far here in the fourth. Second one, good. We mentioned at the beginning of the game, it's chilly in this gymnasium tonight. Maybe the Trojans were just needing to warm up a little bit from the free throw line. 50-35 now the score. Again, pressure by the Trojans, broken by the Tigers. To the baseline it goes. Here, short jumper left side. No good on the baseline by Jansky. Rebounded by Franken, and he's fouled. It'll be Leininger picking up his third. And once again, we'll walk to the other side, and it'll be Franken shooting free throws. 2:32 left to play in the fourth. Trojans with a 15-point lead. Chance to stretch it further. And they do as Franken knocks down the first. One more try coming here for Garrett Franken. And that one is also perfect. 52-35, a 17-point lead now by Atlantic. As this free throw opportunity they're seeing in the second half starts to pay off big time down the stretch. On the run. Oh, shot blocked. We got a foul call. Nice drive down the lane by Brendan Burt. He tried to scoot through traffic down the right side, scoop one up. Jordan Franken got a chunk of that ball on the block attempt, but they call him for the foul. That'll be his second. 2:21 left to play. Stops the clock as Burt goes to the line to shoot a couple. And the first one is no good by Burt. It's any consolation, the Tigers have been pretty awful from the free throw line tonight, too. They're 1 for 5 now. They've only been there 5 times tonight. Second try is also no good, in and out. And we are going to have a lane violation. Nope. Yeah, lane violation against the Trojans. So they'll get another try. So a second opportunity for the second free throw. On the way. And nope, in and out. Same result. It rings in and out. Now the ball here to the corner. It's out of bounds as players diving for it. And I believe it's going to be Red Oak basketball, and it is. The ball out of bounds here in this near corner. As the Tigers will inbound. 2:17 remaining in this fourth quarter. Atlantic with a 52-35 lead. Inbound out top. Nelson. Right back it goes to Connor Johnson. Now Nelson will try to three from the outside. Block. Leininger grabs it out of the air. Turns, fires one up too strong. Rebound Hawkins in the lane for the Trojans. He'll leave it for Podaisky, and he'll leave it for Walker, who will bring it up the floor on the dribble. Walker ahead now to Brody Peterson, who fires it all the way across to Garrett Franken. He'll drive to the basket left side, hesitate, and he's fouled on the shot attempt down low, and he'll get two free throws. Foul underneath going to go against Connor Jansky. That'll be his fourth. Jansky had 3 fouls when he first stepped on the floor here tonight. It seems like he's been in foul trouble since the get-go. Just now picked up his fourth as he spent quite a bit of time on the bench. Franken knocks down the first free throw.
And the second one goes as well. 54-35. Trojans have up the lead now to 19 points with a minute 50 left to play. Bird across the timeline for Red Oak. Down to the baseline it goes. Jansky drives baseline. Missed the shot underneath. Rebound taken by Atlantic. Trojans have the basketball now. They'll work it up the floor. Walker across the timeline. And we have got a timeout from the Atlantic bench. Trojans will use a timeout. So will we. A minute 34 left to go in the fourth. 54-35 Atlantic. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. Visit with them for consumer and agricultural loans, checking, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Scott Jensen, Southwest Iowa's newest State Farm agent. I'd like to introduce myself and all of the services that I can provide, protecting you and your family from auto to home, life to health, as well as taking care of all of your financial service and banking needs. So stop by my office at 204 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak. Trojans going to dust off the bench. Now Adam Weezer checks back into the ballgame. Josiah Williams is in. Michael Thompson checks in. Brendan Holmes is in. And Kyle Nelson also checks into the ballgame here. At the minute 34 left to play, and Atlantic leading by 19. Inbound Nelson in the backcourt ahead now to Holmes. As Holmes tries to turn and go far side, he'll try to trap and take the ball away. It's batted away. Picked up by Thompson. He'll lob it low for Weezer. Weezer back to Holmes. He'll elevate for the three. That's no good. Long rebound. And we get a foul on Holmes on the floor going after that loose ball. That'll be the first on Brendan Holmes. No free throws for the Tigers. They're not in the bonus yet. The next one by Atlantic will put them at the line. And Red Oak will get the basketball. Two more fresh faces. Nicholas Black checks back into the ballgame here for the Tigers. Eddie Perez is back in the ballgame, so they get a few of their lesser-used seniors on the floor one more time on their senior night. And the Tigers have it front court. Mid 10 left. Long three by Burt on the run. No good. Rebounded by Weezer. He'll get it ahead to Thompson. Thompson to the front court now off the far side. He'll curl it back out and lob it up for Holmes. Awkward pass. Holmes comes up with it, but he steps on the sideline. He'll be out of bounds for the Tigers. As we've just gone under a minute left to play. 59 seconds left in the basketball game. Eli Guerra checks into the ball game now for the Tigers as Perez will check out. Tiger basketball now to the front court. Burt leaves it here near side. I'll fire it across out top. Johnson, right side. Now Guerra into the lane. Black, left side. They go down into the paint. And they got it to Jansky inside, and we got a whistle and a foul. Foul going to be whistled inside against Kyle Nelson. That'll be his first. And that'll send us to the free throw line now as Connor Jansky will get a chance to shoot the 1-1. With 44 seconds left to play here in the game, Weezer the rebound on the missed free throw by Jansky. Trojan basketball, 35 seconds left. Holmes out top for Nelson. Nelson off the dribble. Needs some help now as Holmes comes back to get it. Holmes out here outside, guarded closely by Black. Or Johnson, rather. They fire it back across. Now Thompson, left side, on the wing. 20 seconds left. Across it comes here to Weezer. Weezer out top. Williams. Williams looking for some help. Back to Weezer. Down to 10 seconds left. Now Brendan Holmes. Holmes outside, off the dribble, turns, tries to drive, gets bumped, and that'll do it. As time runs out here in the basketball game. 54-35, your final. Atlantic's biggest lead of the night ends up being the final score here this evening. 54-35, the Trojans defeat the Tigers here this evening. We'll take a break and be back to wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.